Good evening. Again, my name is Royce Van Tassel. I'm Executive Director at the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We are thrilled that we have so many people here. I will have to say we've had lots of attendance at our debates, but frankly, we've never had quite as much discussion during the meet and greet as we had today. So we're thrilled that you all took the time to get to know the candidates on a one-on-one basis. Obviously, for the next hour, we'll have the opportunity to hear in a little more formal setting how the candidates are approaching the critical issues that the State Board of Education will be confronting. I'd like to start by thanking the American International School of Utah, which is where we're physically located. They are one of Utah's 118 charter schools. They probably have the most unique school in the state of Utah. It's a long history, and if you want to talk and hear more about the school, we have some representatives from the school. They'll be happy to chat with you after our debate. I also want to thank our partners putting this on. We have KSL News Radio, the Hinckley Institute of Politics, and last but hardly least, the Sutherland Institute. The moderator for tonight's debate will be Christine Cook, who is an education policy analyst at the Sutherland Institute. I will say, as we've taken time to go over the rules with the candidates, the first and most important rule is that the moderator's decision is final. This is the one opportunity in life that somebody gets to actually play God. With a Pledge of Allegiance that Connie Anderson of the Granite School Board will lead us in.
Will you please stand? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Christine, let's have fun.
Welcome to your state school board debate. I'm Christine Cook with Sutherland Institute. You're all here tonight, so you already know the importance of this race, but tonight is about you, the voter, getting to know your candidates. So we have a lot to get through. Let's get started. Here we have Janet Cannon, Richard Nelson, David Charette, and Linda Mariotti. Thank you all for being here. Okay, we'll give each an opportunity to make an opening statement, and then we'll move into the debate questions.
Okay, thank you for coming. I'm David Charette. I first need to thank my fellow candidates and everyone in the audience for showing up and for caring about this race. I would argue that this is the most underestimated race in the state of Utah. We control more than half the Utah budget, and we control the education of your children. It's crazy how undervalued this race is and how few people really do their research on the candidates. So I really thank you for being here. It's also not an easy thing to run, so I thank the three people next to me for running for this spot. My general position as a school board member is that as a 29-year-old, I don't know all the answers, and I can't speak for all the parents that have five times as many kids as I do. So my general feel for my position on the school board, I'll get that out in my opening statement, is that the power of our schools need to be controlled by the parents and the teachers. The local schools need to be able to control the majority of the things that goes on in their school. Thank you.
We'll go to Linda next.
Hi, I'm Linda Mariotti. It's my pleasure to be here with my fellow candidates. I am running for the school board as an educator. I've been in the educational field for over 40 years, 25 as a classroom teacher, and I've had various administrative positions since then, but I have always said that I do those administrative jobs as well as I do as a teacher, that administration is teaching. It's just teaching different folks. I have a commitment to public education in this state. I have children and grandchildren in our schools. And the demographics of the state of Utah are changing, and changing dramatically, and are going to continue doing that. And I know that the greatest resource we have in this state is children. and I'm committed to making a difference, and I believe I have the experience and the network of colleagues across the nation with whom to consult to do a really good job at that.
Thank you. We'll go to Janet.
Hello. It works. It doesn't have a button or anything. I'm Janet Cannon. I'd like to introduce myself a little bit to you. I have been married to my husband, Jeff, for over 40 years. We have 5 children who are now all adults, 3 beautiful girls and 2 less beautiful boys. And now I have 7 grandchildren, one of whom is challenged with Down syndrome. I started being interested in education when I discovered that one of my children was twice exceptional, high IQ learning disabled, and that sent me on a course of being a child advocate. And I did that through PTA. I have served on the state board before. I was an incumbent who wasn't allowed to run for re-election due to the governor's committee. And so this is my opportunity to run to regain my seat. I know what's going on, and I hope you'll give me some consideration. Thank you.
My name's Rich Nelson, and this is a very unexpected opportunity, but it is an opportunity. And I've been involved heavily in K-20 education for the last 10 years. Leading an organization of 5,000 tech companies. I run a trade association called the Utah Technology Council. I never expected to really see our areas of emphasis focus on education, but we can't find enough talent to fill the thousands of jobs that are going unfilled and now are going out of state. So that brought us into this area. I've spent 10 years changing education. We need to be a top 5 education state. No one on the stand here has impacted education more than UTC. Under my leadership, we changed the high school graduation requirements 10 years ago. If you care about math, science, or English, we were in the bottom part of the country in that area. My time's up. And I have a lot more to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your opening statements. We'll move on to the debate questions now. We just remind the audience to reserve your claps for the very end of the debate. So we'll start. This first question is for Linda, and we'll go through the rotation again. So Utah has experienced a teacher shortage. Nearly half of all new teachers leave the profession by the 5th year, and nearly 1/3 of those leave by the 1st year. What would you do to attract and retain teachers?
I think the easy answer is always to say more money, and that's part of the answer. They need to be compensated as professionals to attract the best and brightest, and we need to make that clear as we recruit at the colleges and universities. We do have to recruit not only out of state, but out of country quite often. But that's only the beginning. To keep teachers past the first year, past their first 3 provisional years, we need to provide support at the local level for them to develop their expertise, to feel confident in the classroom, to apply the pedagogical training that they've had in colleges and universities to the very real world of what's going on in classrooms with as many as 35 to 45 students all in one day. And that requires ongoing coaching, it requires ongoing training, it requires, believe it or not, social and emotional support. Just as students need those supports to succeed academically, so do teachers need that to develop their professional repertoire of skills.